Good afternoon. My name is Joelle Cumberbatch, and today is June 23rd, 2016. And today we are here with
Shermiga Elmacar.
Can you spell that for us?
S-H-E-R-M-I-G-A, last name E-M-I-L-C-A-R.
Okay. So what is the significance of this research experience with Dr. Jackson's USF Heritage Research Lab, and also working with the National Park Service? And how do you think this project has helped you as a student personally?
I think the significance of working on this project with Dr. Jackson in terms of her heritage research lab is that's going to give people who maybe look at this data later a better understanding of the St. John's history and the history of their culture and the history of their heritage and of their people. To my future, I believe this project is going to help me better understand how to interact with different people being from an area that's not quite like this. It's taught me to kind of look at things a little differently when I'm speaking to people and be a little more cognizant of my environment and how I may be perceived.
Okay, that's great. What kinds of things have you been doing as a member, as part of the project?
As a member of the team, I've been helping conduct interviews. I've also worked in the archives here at the National Park Services, collecting data that may help us further our information that we have on our end to help with future interviews. I've also have been taking pictures and recordings and making sure that I know at least some stuff before I walk into the interviews with these people.
Yeah, so that's great. So what special skills do you bring to the project, being your background in school or having your background in school?
Well, my background is actually in history, so I have the ability to do research at a higher level since I was trained in that department in my undergrad years. And the way it's helped me is that I've been able to kind of come into the archives here at the National Park Service and also at the library to help dig through some of the items that they have there, their oral histories and their catalogs, to again help further us and set us on the right path for our interviews that we set out to do here on the island.
And what has been your biggest challenge so far?
I can for sure say one of my biggest challenges have been the ability to talk to people, to make myself and them feel comfortable. And another challenge that I faced here was the heat on the island. It's definitely, I definitely underestimated it and has bested me a couple times. So,
what has been your biggest reward?
My biggest reward is seeing the satisfaction that the interviewees are getting by telling their story and by telling their family's story. When they start talking, you ask them a question, they start talking about their childhood, you can see that they've been transformed or transferred to another part of their life, and they kind of get a sense of happiness. And looking at them telling their story and listening to it, I think that has been my biggest reward, is the satisfaction of being able to bring them back to a place where they're comfortable and they've enjoyed.
Wow. How did you get on this project, and what do you hope to take away from it?
Again, in my undergrad years at Bethune-Cookman University, I studied history, and one of my professors gave me the opportunity to do an internship with him in the archives department at our university. And his name is Dr. Anthony Dixon, and he is friends or close colleagues with Dr. Jackson. When he found out that she was doing this project, he felt that I would be a good asset to her, and I'm very thankful that he recommended me to this project, because not only have I been able to help and to cultivate some of this information, I've been able to learn it firsthand, seeing as I want to pursue anthropology with my master's program at University of South Florida. So I'm very thankful and appreciative of him for that.
Can you name one historic or cultural site, place, or community you visited, and what made it memorable to you?
We visited so many historical places filled with culture, but I think the place that has been most memorable to me was the Moravian Church in Coral Bay. The reason it's been so memorable to me is because church is also, religion is a big part of my life and my family's life. So being able to worship with people that will worship with you and not look at you as a visitor, to me, kind of embodies what the entire island is about. They accept everyone. They're very inviting and welcome. And it was very evident of that when I went to the church. If I could sneak another place in, I was sneaking Susannaburg Estate with Ronnie Jones. It just caught me by surprise going through past his house and then seeing the ruins of a sugar mill and different structures. It's just that place, I think, when I think about St. John's, is going to be one of the places that is going to put a smile on my face.
Would you recommend this program to others and why?
I definitely would recommend this program to other people because not only are you able to travel and see different parts of the world and experience different cultures, but you're able to learn as well. We weren't just working out here. We were actually getting some information and some teaching moments and some life lessons from Dr. Jackson and some of the people that we interviewed that I know for sure is going to help us in our future careers, education, and also in our life. I think this program is going to be beneficial to anyone, regardless of your field or where you think you might want to go, because it's going to put a lot of things in perspective on maybe where you should be going.
Do you have anything else that you would like to share that we haven't asked you? Any last thoughts?
The only thing I definitely would like to say is this has been an amazing opportunity, and I'm so thankful that the cards are in my favor, that I was able to participate in this, even though I don't have any background in anthropology, just the love for history and the wealth of knowledge. So what I want to leave with you all is just whenever that opportunity comes, no matter where you think it might take you, you probably should just do it.
That's great. All right, well, thank you, Shamika.